When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
We have somebody teasing they could possibly be a Dallas Cowboy. If you missed it, we'll cover it here. We do have some updates. I know Joseph Hoyt and others on the beat have been on that. We'll share that with you as we do a little football fix. Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation, Ari Temkin, Big 12 Radio, going to join us on the other side as he has been live at Big 12 Media Day. So much to discuss regarding Texas Tech and the current state of the Big 12. It is Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl champion scout Brian Broaddus, Eric Chia. Follow my partner in crime, of course, Lucius Alexander, holding it down in the Pimp Cup. Shout out to Austin Nix, doing great work coordinating your video on Twitch and on YouTube. Thank you for rocking with us on this hump day. We wouldn't be here without you, but let's do it. Here's our football fix.
You think football is still fun?
Yes.
Sir.
Wrong side!
Left side!
Wrong side!
Left side!
I use these for acid indigestion.
So what are we going to use these for?
Intimidation.
You know I got to get my fix, man.
The hot Cowboy news right now, Von Miller posting a picture of himself in a Cowboys jersey on Instagram, and it's got Cowboys Nation now running wild with all kinds of ideas and speculation. Is it happening? Finally, DeSoto's own. Is he coming back home for one last ride in Dallas? Well, Joseph Hoyt said he talked with a couple people and nothing to report back on this front, quote, yet. Couple things worth noting. Von Miller, as I mentioned, he's from DeSoto, just south of Dallas. He and the Cowboys defensive coordinator Christian Parker did cross paths in Denver. Cowboys could use more an outside linebacker, but the roster currently is full. They'd have to make a move if indeed they were to sign Von Miller. He also was with Emmitt Smith and Dez Bryant for a FIFA World Cup game recently, took a picture with them, and then he's got his annual pass rush summit that is coming up. He hosts that, and you do have several Cowboys that are signed on to attend that. Donovan Ezeraku, Rashawn Gary, Kenny Clark, those along with Quinn and Williams that will be going to the SAC Summit that's hosted by Von Miller, Cam Jordan, and Max Crosby, Brian.
Yeah, Joseph reached out. I reached out too. My direct message was I sent a picture of Von Miller's account, and I said, is he just fishing here? And he says, yeah, I think he's fishing. So my source, they like Joseph is, mm-hmm. a lot of these guys, Todd Archer, Calvin Watkins, Clarence Hill, all those guys are plugged in, but it seems to be that Von Miller just, as my source would say, is just fishing right here.
All right. Well, we'll monitor that. But, I mean, that makes some sense. Maybe he's trying to will it into existence. He's flirted with Dallas several times. And who knows what his market is right now. I mean, I know he's also been very outspoken that his desire would be to go back to Denver and his career there. But I think that'd be a fun addition if the Cowboys were to make it happen. I don't think you can have enough good pass rushers. And several people have asked, like, okay, would you rather have Von Miller and Jadeveon Clowney? I think Clowney's really... We're propped up based on his final game against the Giants. Like, Devin Clowney is very similar to Rashawn Gary in terms of he's not some sack specialist. He's a good all-around player that'll give you 6 to 8 sacks a year. But he had to have 3 or 4 to hit the 8 mark in his final game to hit his incentives. Like, Devin Clowney knows what he's doing. He knows what he has to do. He can turn it on when he wants to, and then he can certainly just go ahead and chill. And I think there's a reason he's been a mercenary, and it jumps from team to team and doesn't sign until training camp and gets his 1 year, $10 million bag. He had a really nice season here. But I think if I got to choose, like, I don't know that Jadeveon Clowney's some sort of mentor kind of guy. Von Miller clearly would be willing to be that. And you have some young dudes that you like and are excited about. And Ezeraku and Malachi Lawrence, I think Von Miller would be the better fit between the two on this year's Cowboys team.
Yeah, I think Miller would embrace the role of being that that player coach kind of guy to the younger dudes and embracing the role of, you know, a small number of snap counts, being a true designated pass rusher. And I do think he fits that role better than what Clowney does. Clowney is a plus player in the sense that he's good against the run and he can be disruptive that way and then give you a little bit of juice off the edge, but not the finishing sack juice that you want from or that you get from maybe more of a Von Miller, right? So right. I think it fits much better for Miller over Clowney, and I'm all for this move. I don't want to make it seem like, oh my gosh, this is a total needle mover, but it's like a Kobe Durant. You help raise the floor of your defense.
Right. And hey, the more pass rushers, the better. All right, let's go to Caleb Downs and his brother Josh Downs, Downs to Business Podcast, as they grew up in a football family. I mean, their dad played at a high level. Their uncle, Dre Bly, won a Super Bowl with the Rams. They're built for this, and here they are kind of talking about growing up in a football family.
I felt like we was around players growing up, and that was the biggest thing for us, to be around my mom's high school students, like Kevin Minter, Cameron Hayward, those type of guys.
Mm-hmm. It's good to get back to the community and let kids, you know, see professional players in front of them, college players, and it kind of gives them a sense of, like, not making it, like, irregular, not making it seem like we're, like, these movie stars. Mm-hmm. If they see you in front of them, they're kind of like, wow, like, he's not that big, or wow, like, he played here for high school. Like, oh, I can do it too. So I feel like for me, that's a big thing. And our family friends are former NFL players. So, and then again, our uncle is Dre Bly. And, like, one of his great friends was Torrey Holt. And we used to be at Torrey Holt's
crib.
And like you don't even know how good Torrey Holt is. Seeing like an NFL player wasn't like this surreal moment where I'm like, oh my gosh, like, this is crazy. Like, it was like, okay, like, Dre Bly had what, 43 picks in the league? Like, that's abnormal stuff done. But again, that's our uncle. We see him all the time.
Every
so
day.
It was pretty cool.
Hey, it's definitely not an, oh my gosh, NFL, this is some crazy. Like, Caleb Downs has been built for this, man. Him and his brother, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the Kachuk brothers in the NHL. Their dad, Keith Kachuk, just getting inducted in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and they've been around it their entire life. And for some people, like, maybe it doesn't end up resulting in I'm some great NFL player. For Caleb, I think it absolutely will, and I just think those bloodlines, it's always something I make a note of when I see that, you know, reading through notes when we're prepping for the draft, Brian. It's like, okay, this guy's got a family member.
And we're seeing that
league.
A lot more.
Yeah.
I mean, we are seeing that a lot more in these reports with these kids. There was a time like, oh, yeah, well, he's so-and-so's son. Oh, great. Now it seems like you scout, you know, 10, 12 guys, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute, his dad was or his uncle was? So it's a very, very common thing nowadays.
Well, and we got another Harrison, Jet Harrison, younger brother of Marvin Harrison Jr., also going to be going and playing for Ohio State. Man, that would be wild. I mean, I will say, I've been a little surprised in Marvin Harrison Jr. and how
quarterback situation.
I think that could have a lot to do with it. Maybe this year, I mean, I don't know, he's still got Jacoby Brissett, but eventually I think it'll click for him, but... It has been disappointing.
Coordinator, I don't know.
Yeah, maybe just being in Arizona. He'll get Arch next year. We'll get another Manning to Harrison. That's what I'm hoping for him. Let's stay with wide receivers. Let's go to my guy. Nobody else's, okay? Screw you, Bobby. Ryan Flannoy. Ryan Flannoy. This story is crazy. This is him and Nicole Hutchinson. And Nicole Hutchinson's got a...
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Good deal going out on DallasCowboys.com, and you can check it on their social media page. She interviewed our buddy Jake Ferguson. Mm-hmm. Now she's got Flannoy. I tried to play the story several weeks ago. Bad on my part. You heard a lot of crap going on. The audio was very unclear. But here's Flo, 99 pounds in high school. Mm. How did you keep the belief?
When was it that your coach at the time basically told you you weren't going to be anything?
Yeah, that was my freshman year. And I remember the meeting. We was in the driver's ed room. The wrestling coach came out and said, yeah, these are all the NFL players who wrestle. He's trying to get us to come wrestle. And it's a room, like 70 of us in the room. And who in here want to play college? Everybody hand, straight up. Oh, he just pointed me out. He was like, Ryan, I was 5'3", 99 pounds. I knew that because I wrestled 99 pounds. But I was 5'3", 99 pounds. And he was like, with your height, you're not gonna play at the next level. Yeah, I just remember that and like being hurt, like my heart's sunk and felt like my dreams was crushed. But I always never gave up on myself. That's one thing, you know. I don't like to give myself credit a lot, but I never give up. Somebody think I can't do anything, I like to prove myself. And if I can't do it, I'm going to try again. God bless me. I grew 6'2", 205 right now.
Big dog.
Yeah.
That's crazy. 5'3", 99 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And now 6'2", 205. What a freaking jump for Ryan Flannoy. And, I mean, some of the stories you've heard about him, like he breaks his wrist or his arm, and you've got the pro scouts that are coming out there, and he's like, no, I'm still doing all the drills. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not staying out. Like, this guy's just driven to be great. I think that's part of the reason why we believe in him. And I'm excited to go, you know, see how he looks this year and takes another step. I mean, year one to year two is a hell of a jump. 2 to 3. Can he go out there and prove, like, hey, guys, I'm here. And if you need me to be your wide receiver, too, I can do that. Otherwise, we've got the best trio in the entire NFL with CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, and Ryan Flannoy.
It's crazy to go from 5'3", 99 pounds, and then years later you're at the NFL Combine and you're scoring a 9.9 out of 10 based on your physical skill set, your size, your explosiveness, your speed. He is so much more athletic than I thought he was.
It's unbelievable. Okay, so CBS Sports today put out the NFL offensive infrastructure rankings, which teams have best set up their quarterback for success. They graded play callers, offensive lines, and weapons to see which teams have set their quarterback up for ultimate success. The worst on the list is the Miami Dolphins for Malik Willis. I mean, you got Jalen Tolbert, Tutu Atwell. Those are your starting wide receivers. The Titans, the Browns and the Commanders are the help needed, 29 through 31. Help wanted, you've got the Panthers, the Giants, the Jets, the Texans, the Cardinals. Then average incubators, Steelers, Ravens, Raiders, Seahawks, despite winning a Super Bowl, Bucks, which I'm surprised by, and the Patriots. Tier 3, above average, Colts. Eagles at 16, which is a big difference from yesterday, the roster rankings, where they're at 2. They're at 16 here. Broncos at 15, Saints at 14, Packers at 13, Falcons at 12, Vikings at 11. Still no Cowboys. Tier 2, very good environment. Chargers at 10, Cincinnati at 9, Chiefs at 8, Bills at 7, Jags at 6, 49ers at 5. Still no Cowboys. The best ecosystems in the NFL at number 4, you've got the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, there we go.
Then the Lions, the Bears, number 1, surprise, surprise, it's the Rams. But they are grading play caller. They are grading offensive line. And they are grading weaponry around one Dak Prescott. Would you agree they have put together the ideal ecosystem for Dak? Which means, sir, go out there and keep playing at a high level. There's no more excuses, and hopefully they've now rewarded you with a better defense to give you a better chance at a championship.
Yeah, I mean, offensively, you can't have perfection. You're always going to have something that is not ideal. And I think that's the offensive line right now. And maybe a little bit with your tight end room is just okay. And you could use a little bit more explosiveness out of the backfield. But when it comes to a play caller, and when it comes to the Pickens Lamb factor, like, those right there are what elevate you. Your offensive line, somewhat average at this point, with potential to take another step if Guyton and the young guys can step up a little bit. But, I think so much of this is being propped up by the shoddy Clayton Adams combo of offensive coordinators and then just what Pickens and Lamb do for you,
yeah,
which is astronomical.
Unbelievable. It's craziness. Finally here, you've got your execs, coaches, and scouts. They've ranked the top edge rushers. Myles Garrett, 1. Last year, he was 1. Not surprising. Micah is 2. Your former Cowboy and current Green Bay Packers. Highest ranking was 2. His lowest ranking on the list was 5. Last year, he was 3. He's moved up to 2 now.
I'd go Will Anderson.
I agree. I'd put him over Micah 2 at this point. I think he's just a better overall player. Will Anderson Jr. is 3. His lowest ranking was 8, which, I mean, what are these people doing?
I don't get it, dude.
I don't either. Highest ranking at 2. Last year, he was 8, so moving up from 8 to 3 is pretty big. Max Crosby, though, still at 4 on this list, and his highest ranking was 2. His lowest ranking was 8. Last year, he was at 4. He stays at 4. An NFC exec saying he is a bad mother bleeper versus the run, the pass, whatever. He is a pain in the ass all game. I still love me some Max Crosby. Aiden Hutchinson at 5. Danielle Hunter at 6. TJ Watt at 7. He dropped from 3 the year before. Nick Bosa at 8. He did get unranked by some. His highest ranking was 3. Brian Burns of the Giants at 9. And Nick Benito of the Broncos at 10. There is not a Dallas Cowboy even in the also receiving votes category.
It was funny this morning to listen to Choppy try and guess these.
Did he not really know what was happening?
He was just, Bobby was trying to lead him down the path of, all right, let me give you a hint here. Choppy was just going all over the map. I was like going, okay, this is...
Did he belch out DeMarcus Ware's name at one point?
I think he said verse like 6 times.
Jason Taylor.
Yeah. He just, Bobby goes, okay, number 6. This has got to be verse. Yeah, no, it's not. And then number 7.
Well, verse.
This has got to be verse.
Verse was an honorable mention.
And he got to number 10. Well, man, this has to be verse. And Bobby goes, Bobby, like, defeated, goes, no, it's not verse.
It's not verse.
He goes, that means he's 11. He's just outside the top 10.
Not in the top 10. We love you, Chubb.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes.
Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.